We are holding that Yudches Amar Aleph on bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what's going to be by Minchas Lo Yitzayk? Let's say it did not pour the Shemin on the Mincha. So Rashi learns what the Mishnah says, Lo Yitzakayni Yitzik Achreina, the last pouring of the oil over the Mincha. Tevetchilu Noisin Shemin B'Kli, first used to put oil into a Kli. V'yachakach, then they put the sellers, then they put the flour into the Kli. They mix it up. And after they mixed up the Mincha, then the Chayzev Yitzik Shemin used to pour Shemin over it a second time. So Mishnah says, let's say they did not pour Shemin over it a second time, still the Mincha is kosher. The same thing, Loi Bolo, let's say after they first put the Shemin and flour together, if they did not mix it up, it's also kosher. Loi Prosas, let's say they did not cut up the Mincha into pieces. That usually the Pasuk says, Prosas, Reisa, Pitim, you have to cut up into pieces. Still, even by Minchas Mafetana, still the Mincha is kosher. Rashi says it means him loy posek on the kadei kemitza. If you only cut it up into one piece, and that piece is exactly the size for a kemitza, so but the other it's also kosher. But loy molach, let's say you did not salt the mincha. In other words, the chachili is supposed to put salt over the whole mincha. But let's say that the other you only put salt on the kemitza, then it's kosher. But a core point of it has to be on the kemitza. So loy molach means you did not salt the whole mincha. Loy hein if you did not pick up the mincha. The mincha is a tuna in tenufa, because unless a mincha is saita, mincha is oimah, if you do not pick it up, still it's kosher. Lahigish, a regular mincha is supposed to be magish, means bring it closer for it towards the mizbeach. If you do not do it, still it's kosher. Oishet, the sauce and pitam rubai, you also chopped it up into a lot of pieces. There was something more what that means. The small piece of size of kizaitim. So it's a shalom is more what it means, bigger pieces, or it means a lot of small pieces. But still, the mishnah still is kosher. Who adin v'loy meshachon? Let's say a mincha of rikikin, which is tain meshicha, if you not put like poor shemen over the rikikin, still the mishnah says it's kosher. It's kosher. Now the Gemara explains. My lo yitzik. What does it mean to say that you did not pour the shemen over the mincha the second time? What does lo yitzik mean? Even if you want to tell me lo yitzik klal, that you did not pour the Shemin at all over the Mishnah the second time. So Moritz, how could the Mishnah say it's kosher? Ikuva tzivah, it's the kuva. Rashi says, Zonema yitzika b'mincha ha-tzelis, v'nishtis b'mincha s'makaras. It says it twice, and we know the klal is that komokon shehechse v'shona kosev b'tzeref mincha is any of liyakiv. So kitz the mincha has to have a yitzika the second time. So how could our Mishnah say it's kosher lo yitzik? The Gemara says, Elo lo yitzah kain, and it says the Mishnah that a kain did not do the yitzikah. Elazar, that the Yevit, even if a regular Yisrael did the yitzikah, still it's kosher. So the Gemara Yehoch Yisrael, when the Mishnah next says, loy bolal, they did not mix up the flour and shemah together, Nami, you want to tell me that also means, loy bolal kain elazar, it means to say that a kain did not do it, but a zar did it, and then the Diyak would be, ho loy bolal klav tula. If you did not make a belila at all, then the mincha would be kosher. And that's not true, said the Gemara, but now we learn like this. Shishim nevloyim, shishim v'yechad ein nevlolim. We know if you have a mincha and you have 60 esreinim, that's the biggest amount that you can put into one kli. Because if you, even though you have 60 esreinim in the kli, it's still possible to mix it up with a lug echad. But shishim v'yechad, if you have 61 esreinim in the kli, then end of low, and then it's not possible to mix up the mincha with the shemen. And the Vinabov Yalak, we ask a question on this. Ki einam nevlola mahevei. Even if you can't make a blila, so what? To your tnan we learned. Loi bolal kosher. Kshera, that even if you do not make a blila on the mincha, still the mincha is kshera. You see clearly, even without a blila at all, the mincha is kshera. And on this, the Gemara answers the Yomar Abzeiro, that the klal is, kol haroi yelabila and bila makedas boi. At any time, you need bila, it has to be fit. Now, if it's in a kli, that you could mix it up, even if you don't mix it up, still it's kshera. But if you have 61 esreinim, that even if you wanted to mix it up, there's too much there, there's not enough room in the kli to mix it up, then it's tula. So, according to clearly by regular mincha, as long as it's fit to make a blila, even if they did not do the blila at all, still the mincha is kshera. According to Abu Dik, now when it says lo yitzik means a zar, but it has to be done, the Kurd should mean the same thing by Lila also, that a zar did it, but it has to be done, and it's not true. The Gemara says no, me the ear is one talking with the other one, Okadis of Okadis, each one is a separate alochom. I'll tell you what it says in the Mishnah. Lo Yitzhak, it means Lo Yitzhak, Krein Elazar. That a crane did not do it, only a Zar, but Yitzhika has to be done. The Chiddush is, even if a Zar does it, also Shaira. When the Mishnah says Lo Bola, I'll tell you that means Lo Bola Klal Enechnami, even though you did not do a Blil at all, as long as you have the Shemen and the flour there, as long as it's fit to make a Blil, even though you did not do a Blil at all, still it's Shaira. Then the Mishnah says, Oy Shepotheson Kitim Rubes Shaira. But else you chopped it up into a lot of small pieces, also with Shaira. So now ask the question. Hashtu leposas kalal Shaira. The Mishnah starts off the same leposas mashmi did not chop up. Again, you have this mincha ma'apetaner. Mincha is baked in an oven. It's like a challah, bread. So mitzvah is posas leposas. It's also chop it up into pieces. So first the Mishnah says leposas. If you did not chop it up at all, it's Shaira. If so, pitim rubas miboyi. So if you chopped it up just the bigger pieces, Avadit should be Shaira. So why does the Mishnah say two things? First, Leposas, and then it says, Leposas on Pitam Rubai. Again, right now, Pitam Rubai means he chopped it up into very big pieces. So, Pitit Kosha. Someone says, no. My Pitam Rubai means Sheriba B'tfisim. It means that he chopped it up very much into very small pieces. That's what it means to say. Rashi says, Sheposas for Yesim Idai. That you chopped it up more than you're supposed to. So, maybe that's the chiddush. I would have thought to say that it has to be through a challah. Now that you chopped it up into such small pieces, like back to flour again, maybe it's possible. Kamash will know, even though you cut it up into very, very small pieces, still the mincha is kosher. The boy is him, and another tale could be, li'olam pita merubais mamish. We're talking about now you chopped it up into very big pieces. It's all the question is, pita shera. Madach, we didn't chop it up at all, or just into one big piece. I've added to cut it up into more pieces. So most of it is this. Well, now the time I would have thought to say, Hossam Odiyika Teres Chalaf Aleim. In the first case, we only chopped it up into one piece, just for the Kemitza, our Koponim is still called a Chalaf. So maybe that's what Shaira Koponim. Abul Hoch Odiyika Teres Chalaf. Here, since you chopped it up into more pieces, it's not called a Chalaf anymore. Fulay Teres Tisin, Ika is not called Tisin either. He chopped it up into two big pieces. It's not into pieces enough. That would have thought to say here it's worse. Kamash will know the kitzur, no matter what you do to it, still the mincha is kshera. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Mas Nisan, like Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah Vag, not like Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Koyhein, Shein Moida, Bi Avoida, Ein Lechelech Fakuna. Any coin that's not Moida, means it's not agreed, does not do all the avoiders, he is possible to be a kohen. His aim lechelik means he doesn't get a portion in the korbanos. He can't give him a chelik of matnas kuna. Shneimer, because the pasuk says, "Hamakriv is dam hashlamim v'yesachelu v'mnei Aaron." That the one that's makriv dam, which means the one that brings the korban, the one that makes the zrikas adam, and the one that burns the emurim of the korban of Nei Aaron, is leiti asherki amin lemana. He should get a portion. He should get a chelik from the matnas kuna. So the diik is moida vi avoida yesh lechelik v'kuna. A kohen that's moida means that does the avoida, he could have a chelik in taking what a kohen takes. But shein a moida vi avoida, a kohen that's not moida and does not agree to do these avoidas, is ein lechelik v'kuna. He has no sheiches. He can't take a chelik from what a kohen takes. Now the ein liyelo zubuvad. Maybe only by these two avoidas of the zrikas adam and the Akhtaras Emurim. But Minayin, how do we know the rabbis attest Rav Avoidus? How do we know all 15 Avoidus that a Kohen has to do? If he does not agree to one of these Avoidus, he can't give him a portion in the Korban of one of the 15 Avoidus. Kids, it says clearly, Hayitzikos. The first one is that a Kohen Mashma has to do the Yitzika. He has to pour the Shemin on top of the Mincha the second time. So who is not like our Mishnah that says even a Zarek Sheira. So you have lilith and the kohen has to mix up the mincha. So you have psifas, the kohen has to chop it up into pieces. So you have lichas, the kohen has to salt the mincha. So you have nufas, picking it up. So you have goshen, bringing it close. So you have kmitzas, and the kmitzas. So you have toris, burning the kteris. So you have malikas, the malikas by noise. That has to be by kohen, masenka, and the shkita could even be bizarre, doesn't say shkita. So you have kabbalah, kabbalah sadam. So you have zoyas, zikas sadam. So you have skoy sleita, making the sleita drink from the mayamorim, is alka the kohen. Piri, for segla rufom, make the regla rufom. Who tires Mitzori, Ravka Kohen to be Mitzori, when the Sias Kapayim, when a kohen is duchening, bein b'lefnim, bein b'vachutz, whether it's inside in the Beis Hamikdash, whether it's vachutz outside. That says b'chol ir v'ir, in all these things. So minan, how do we know in any one of these things that a kohen is not mudder, does not agree that he has to do it? We don't give him a portion. Talmudim, it says mebnei Aaron, which means avoid the hamasul of Aaron. Any avod that's given over the Badafka Kohen has to do it. If he's not moida, does not admit to it, we do not give him a portion. If kol kohen sheina moida bo, ein la chelek bakuna, doesn't have a status, doesn't receive anything from being a kohen. So kol ponim here, Shimon says clearly, even yitzikos, the yitzik has to be done Badafka with the kohen. Then now Mishu would be medayik, that even a zar can make the yitzika. And we say, Gomer Rav Nachman Atayu Lekasha, kan beminchas kohanim, kan beminchas Yisrael, that minchas Yisrael, a mincha of regular Yisrael, the bas kmitzahi, that you need a kohen to do the kmitzah of the mincha. Therefore, the klal is mikmitzah v'yelach mitzvah kuna, that when does the kohen start doing? We need a kohen by the mincha from the kmitzah v'yelach. Leibniz comes to teach us al yitzik ob lila shekherim bazal. Mashenkin, what's done in the mincha before the kohen makes the kmitzah? The mashal like mixing up the first time the shemen and the flour. And then pouring a second time the yitzik of shemen in it, that's kashiv and bizarre. So where is this? Is by minchas Yisrael, that you need a kemitza, and therefore the mitzvah kuna starts from kemitza. Ma'ashen kein minchas kahanim, a mincha that a kohen brings, that the lach is kulay kol, the whole thing is burnt. There's no kemitza, the lav abas kemitza, you do not have to make a ma'isa kemitza. If so, where does the din kuna start? I'll tell you, mikora boy kuna. You need a kohen at the beginning of the mincha. So therefore, that the Rebbe Shimon says, that even the yitzik is after with the kohen, that's by minchas kohen. And that the Ramishna says, even with the zaris kshera, that's by minchas yisrael, that there's a maisa kemitza, then the kuna starts on a maisa kemitza. Or malei rov, rov, it says back, michti, let's see. Minchas kahanim, mehechis rabbi yitzika, how do we know by minchas of the kohen? You have to have yitzika on it, minchas yisrael, we're learning that from minchas yisrael. If so, Mahos and Sherim Bazaar, just like by Minchas Yisroel, telling me if Kavshef was out to make the Yitzikom, the Chura should be Af Hochi Namik Sherim Bazaar. Even here also the Chura should be Kavshef with the Zaar. Even by Minchas Kohanim, the Chura means he has still a Kavshef according to Rav Shimon, Chura Mishne Zamas like Rav Shimon. And he could yam me something like this, and this was a terrorist. That Om Rav Nachman, Om Nachman Mentein, so Le Kavshef is Osira. I tell you, Kan Bini Kamotzai, Kan Bishen the Kamotzai. He doesn't stop saying minchas kahanim. It means any mincha that does not need a kmitza done to it. The same type of the svara. That a mincha that needs a kmitza, so then the kuna only starts from kmitza the elach. Before that, it's kosher bizarre. But a mincha that does not need a kmitza, then the kuna starts right away at the beginning. So again, the Gemara is the same question upon him also. All right, but our Kopar Rashi explains what the second Ikadiyam is saying. But he says, "Listen, the basal of Nachman also Rebuyei Minchas Nesachim to Minchas Kanim." Just like the mincha you bring by korban, the Minchas Nesachim, it does not need a kemitza. It also has the same malach like a Minchas Kanim, that the mitzvah kuna would start right away from Yitzika. So again, Omalei Rav, Rav asked the question back to Rav Nachman. No, it's not a good answer. Michti, let's see. Shein Nitzmotay. These minochas, that's the Minchas Nesachim or Minchas Kanim, that does not need a kemitza. Mehecha is rabbi tzika. How do we know the klal? You have to have this avoda of pouring the shemen the second time on top of the mincha. Mina kamotza. I should learn it out from a regular mincha yisrael. Then eat kamitza. That's what the Torah says. The pasha of yitzika. If so, it should be kina kamotza. Learn it out completely from a korb, from a mincha that eats kamitza, and to say mahos and shere bazar, just like by mincha yisrael. Where does the kuna start? Only from kamitza v'elach. Before that you speak, is kosher bizarre. The whole Afakinam here also should be kosher bizarre. Hello, Machvar. So, Machvis is like Rabbi Shimon. It comes out of Mishnah, is not like Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, my time with the Rabbanon is so now the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. But what's the reason of the Rabbanon of our Mishnah? How come they said that Yitzika is kosher even with the Zar? Because they dashed in on the Kor. The prophet says, Vayitza Koleho Shemin. The Nosan Aleha Levoina, first you have to pour the second time Shemin over the Mincha, then you put the Levoina, and then it says, Vaziyu Abnei Aaron HaKahanim HaKoyin V'Komat. Then you bring it to the Kohen and he makes the Kemitza. So we darshin the Kemitza V'Yelach Mitzvah Kuna. Only from Kemitza V'Yelach you need a Kohen to do it. Ma'ashen came Lila, come teach us, Ayitzik Oblila Shekhara Bazaar, come teach us that Yitzik and Ablilo is Kosher Bazaar. That's Shan Chomim Val Mishnah. That was done before Tamitzah, it's even Kosher with the Zar. Now the Gemara says, it's over Rabbi Shimon, how does he darshan? Rabbi Shimon, he holds B'nei Aaron HaKahanim, that's Yud Testament Aleph. That when the Apostle says B'nei Aaron HaKahanim, he holds that Mikra Nigris Kofonav Al-Akrov. He could darshan his Pasuk both before and both afterwards. That not only does Tamitzah need a Kohen, but even the Avodah before of Yitzhika also B'dafka needs a Kohen. So Gemara asks, is this true? It's over Rabbi Shimon, that Shimon Taka holds that Mikra Nidris, the front of Lachov, is the truth. The Shimon also dashed in the prophet before and afterwards, for a time you learn like this. And the prophet says, V'loka ha-koyim midam ha-chafes b'etzbo. The Kohen should take, V'loka ha-koyim midam ha-chafes b'etzbo. The Kohen should take from the dam ha-chafes with his finger. The nosam ha-karnas ha-mizbeach. And it makes us reach on the four corners of the mizbeach. The etzbo with his finger. So we dash like this. V'loka means malam eichloi. Take kabbol el b'yamin. That the Kohen has to make the Kabbalah with his right hand. Be at the bow, when the Apostle says that bow with his finger, but no thumb, the Lamish Leite Nesino, Elabimin, that when you spritz the dam, put the dam on the Mizbeach, it has to be done with your right hand. That's the Tanakhama's Roshan. On this, Omer Shimon Shimon says back, the Chinem Yad de Kabbalah, does it say the word Yad by Kabbalah? No, it doesn't say, it just says, Veloka Hakoin Midam Machatis Betz Bow. Doesn't say the word Yad. So he dashed in Hoyevul and Nema Yad the Kabbalah. Since it doesn't say the word Yad, by Kabbalah Saddam, and Shimon holds that Kibbul Bismol Kosher. So they make a Kabbalah with your left hand also with Kosher. And the Yom Rabbi Abai explains, Rasta Machoikis over here, where the hold Kabbalah could be done with the left hand or not. Machoikis says, the Mikra Nidras, Lefonav La'achav Kamiflagi. That Rab Shimon Sobel La'achav Nidras, Lefonav Nidras. That Yom Yadash in the Pasuk afterwards, that the word Yad only goes on the Zerika Saddam. That has to be done with your right hand. But the Kabbalah Saddam could be done with your left hand. And the Tanakhama says not like that. That Yadash in it, Lufon of Al-Akhrov. The Chur we see here is just the opposite. That Yom Shimon does not dash in the Pasuk both before and afterwards. And so we're back to the Kasha, how does Yom Shimon know to say that Yitzhika, the Dalka needs a Kayin? The worst answer El rather high in the time of the Rabbi Shimon. I'll tell you, this is the real reason of Rabbi Shimon. The Pasuk says, V'hevi'oi, it's like Vov Moisav Alinyan Rishon. When it says before, that V'yotza Kolei Hashem, V'nosna Alavayna, V'hevi'oi B'nei Aaron HaKoyin, it says Koyin later, but it says the Vov V'hevi'oi. So the Vov, that's what Moisav Alinyan Rishon. So therefore, we say that B'yitzik, you need a Koyin also. Because of the Vov, Samuzo, you were not Darshan Lufonov. But because of a vav, we even ask him upon him. So Moritz, is this true? Is Sover and Bishim is true? Bishim really holds vav meisav alinyan rishon. The vav is meisav on the first thing. Is that true? And the miyat is so. Yechsev when the pasuk says b'shochat as ben habokor, he should make a sheet on the korban. Ve'kriivu b'nayaru nakan and esadam v'zokur esadam. That the kohen has to make the kabbalah esadam, and he also has to make the zrika esadam. So we dash him from this pasuk. That when does the mitzvah kuna start by a korban? Mi kabbalah v'elach mitzvah kuna. That you only need a koyin to shaft kabbalah and onwards. Malamra comes to teach us al shchita shekshera bazar, that the shchita of a regular korban, even a zar is kosher. Now, here's the question. Eilu Rabbi Shimon, if you tell me now, according to Rabbi Shimon, that vav is meisav alinyan rishon, that Rabbi Shimon doesn't says the word vav, it means head on to the first parsha here also. It says Loshna Vishokh as Ben Abokan, and it says the Hikribu Ben Yaron, that says as well the Hikribu, we should ask them before also to teach us that a Shita has to daf be done with the Kayin. That Shita Ochinami Bizar Tait Sula, the Kurukasha, according to Shimon, if a Zar does a Shita, should be Sula. And we now know that even if a Zar does a Shita, it's Shera. The Kur you see, even according to Shimon, you did not dash in this way. Samora says, no, I'll tell you by Shkita it's different. Shani Yosem will be here by Shkita it's different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'somach V'shochat. So we dash in Ma Smicha B'zar, just like the Smicha. It's only in the Bailim, the owner of the Korban has to make a Smicha. He has to put his hand on top of the head of the Korban, and Shkita that's even with the Zar of the Bailim. It is therefore, since the Pasuk says, V'somach and V'shochat, to come teach us that our Shkita B'zarim, who are then the Shkita is cursed with the Zar. So the Kitzur is a special prosecutor to say that a Shkita is kosher bizarre. So Mori asks, die Gemara von this Hekes gleich, I mas nicho bebeilin, a schitte bebeilin, maybe then every schitte of a korban has to be done only by the beilin, by the owner of the korban. Just like the mitzvah smicha has to be done with the owner, maybe the mitzvah, maybe the schitte also. Someone says, no, who my mother's arm, that you can't say. And I'll say it's a kal d'chayna. That oma zrika madr, the zrika sadam. Tiyika kapora, that's the ikka of the kapora of a korban is the zrika sadam. And the rocher is loy boy, you buy them. You do not pedafka need the owner to make the zrika sadam. And shita, because only a kohen can do the zrika. If you're Yisrael, you can't do the zrika. So the owner cannot do the zrika. And so shita, the last ikka kapora, shita of a korban, which is not the main kapora of the korban, the main kapora is the zrika, not the shita, loy koshkein. Isn't it for sure throughout the saying that a shita you do not need to buy them? The Gemara says, no, look, who could ask a question on this? The Chitana, maybe you could ask and say, Ein don an Efsha, Mishi Efsha. You can learn now from a place where it's possible to say by Shchita, it's possible to say that you bedavka need the owner. Because even a Zara is kosher for Shchita. But you can't learn this out from Zrika, because Zrika is the Efsha. Because by Zrika, can't be that the Din is a Bailam could do it. Because we know you bedavka need a Kain to do Zrika. That's why you don't need the Bailam. Because you can't be with the Bailam, because you need a Kain. Like, what's going to be if the Yisro is bringing the carbon? The Kuri can't bring a carbon. So since it's a Yesha with the Bailim, that's why it's kosher with a Kain, somebody else. But maybe Shchita, that's possible to say you need the Bailim, maybe Enechanami, if you make the Sekesh of a Shoch at the Somach, just like Smicha means the Bailim, maybe we should say also Shchita means the Bailim. The verse says no. I'll tell you the reason why that's not true is because Goli Rachamoni Yom Kippurim, the Torah was Megala by Yom Kippur. It says, Vishochatis parachatis asheloi, that the Kohen Gadol has to bring his par, it says, Vishochatis parachatis asheloi, especially then that the Kohen Gadol has to shech his par. So, Mechlau, the Shchit to be Yamal Adina Bailam. And since the Apostle has to say here, especially, that the Kohen Gadol, even though he's the Bailam of this par, he has to do the Shchita, Mashmu all over, there's no din that the Bailam has to do the Shchita. So, the Chiddush only over here, the Bailam has to do it, no other places. That's how I know that you do not need the Bailam to make the Shchita. Aye, how come Shchita is kosher bizarre, even according to Rabbi Shimon, because of the Smichus that says Bishochat to Somach. So we learn how just like Smichus kosher bizarre, who adin, Shchita is also kosher bizarre. The reason why Rabbi Shimon says by Yitzika is Dafka with the Kohen, because he says Vav Maisav Alin Yerishim. It says the Heviyu of Bnei Aaron HaKohen means Vav, even the Yitzika has to be done with the Kohen. Now, Omar Rav says that Komokam Shinema Torah V'Chuka. And then the Torah says the word Torah in the parsha, and the word Chuka in the parsha, and the Rebbe Yaakov has come to teach us that those avodas have to be done, and if you do not do it, the korban is possible. Now, Kofakov at the Havamina was, what did Rav mean to say? Tarati boy, he meant to say two things. To the Siddur, the Prophet says, Zois Chuka Satorah. And it says, Zois Chuka Satorah. So that's what it's the Kuba, that's to say both Chuka and Torah. If we only say one, it wouldn't be the Kufa. Fred the Gemara, no, it's not true. Tarei Nozir, by the Pasha of Nozir. So like Sidday Elit Torah, it only says the Pasuk of Zayt Torah, doesn't say Chukam. And the Yom Rav, Rav says, Tanufa b'Nozir Matfa. That in the Pasha of Nozir, it says the word Tanufa, you have to lift it up. If he does not do it, it's Makiz. So who are you seeing without the word Chuka? Just the word Torah itself also means Li Kufa. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you maybe Nozir is different. Shani Yosem, even if it says, since in the parsha by Nozir it says, Kain Yase, it says at the end, this is the way it should be done, it says so, is command the Chsidubu Chukadami, it's as if it says the word Chuk also. Like Kain Yase has come to say, the Bedavka has to be this way. The Gemara says, let's see, Hare Toido, a Korban Toido. Also, like Sidude, Ella Toiro, it says the word Toiro, who Tanan, we also learned, Arbo, Shebet Toido, Matfin, Zer, Zer. So we know a Korban Toido needs 40 chalas. Are 10 of 4 different types. If you're missing one of the 4 types, it's Tzula. The question is why? Where's the Likuba there? It only says the word Torah. It doesn't say the word Chuka. Smurf says again, no, I'll tell you Shani Toida. By a Korban Toida, the Chalas are different. The Yiskish le Nazir, the Zekish to Nazir, the Sibit says, Al Zevach Toida Shlomov. And the Yom Amar, it says the word Shlomov here, Le Rabbi Shalmi Nazir. Come teach us the Lochas of Shalmi Nazir. But just like by a Nazir, it says Ken Yase, there's Likuva, who are in the chalas of a korban toid is also Likuva. So it could be really all over, you need both.
Because here the reason why by Torah is the Kuvu, just with the word Torah, is because you learn it out from Nozi. Gemara says, no, still, still the Kasham. Torah Mitzvah, by the Pasha of Mitzvah. Mitzvah. So like Sivne Elot Torah only says the word Torah. Utsanan, still we learn, Arba Minim Sheba Mitzvah Makfin Zeh Zeh. That's that a Mitzvah has to have four different Minim, the way you make the Kapor from a Mitzvah, the Yezai, the Shnitlas, it's Likuva. Aye, it only says the word Torah. So how do you know it's Likuva? So where it says again, Shani Yosno there, this from Kivan the Siv Sinta says, Zois Tiyah, Torah, Samitzvah, the next word of Tiyah, so it's commanded Sivne Chukadomi. The word Tiyah means to say, this is the way it has to be done. So if it says the word Chukar also. That's why over here it's Likuva. There could be all over just the word a Torah alone is not Likuva. So Maria still know, Barei Yom Kippur, by the way, this is Yom Kippur. Like Sivdei El Chukah, only says the word Chukah. Utanan, we learned, Shnei Sira Yom Kippur, Makbin Zeh Zeh, that we bring two Sirim on Yom Kippur, Makbin Zeh Zeh, you cannot bring one without the other. It only says the word Chukah, not the word Torah. So what says true? Ela, what Rav meant to say was, I'll tell you, Oi Torah, Oi Chukah, either the word Torah or the word Chukah, either one is enough to make it Likuvah. So what says, is that true? For a shar kabbonis, the old kabbonis, the chsiz bu Torah, it says the word Torah. V'loi makvi, and a lot of lochas that it says by the kabbonis are not likuva.
Like we know, it's only the pasuk says it twice, but it doesn't say it twice in not likuva. It's more into like this. I'll tell you nechnami, Torah bo yichuka. If it just says the word Torah, that's not enough. It has to say the word chuka also. Chuka is the main thing. That means likuva. But v'chuka le bo yichuka, the pasuk says the word chuka, does not need Torah. Freddy Gemara, I vor Torah v'chuka kamar. I before he said, Rav says you need both at least. So Mor says, okay, come. This is what he meant to say. Okay, come now. Alpha gav the chsiv Torah. Even though the pasuk says the word Torah, iksi v'chukin. If the pasuk says the word chuka, good. V'loy loy. If it doesn't say the word chuka, then no. But I call for the ikur is the word chuka. Freddy Gemara still borei mincha by the parsha of Menachos. The chsiv v'chuka says the word chuka. The Yom Rav and still Rav says even by the parsha Menachos that kol makom shechzer akosu v'teiras mincha ein uvedel liyakev. Only if the pasuk says it a second time, then it's likuva. The diik is hechzerin loy hechzer loy. Only because the pasuk says it a second time, but the pasuk did not say it a second time, would not be likuva. The question is why I by mincha says the word chuka. Smur says no shani hosom that the chiksiva chuka nowhere says the word chuka by Menachos. Achila tziv, it says it by achila. And we know the eating of it, the klal is not likuva. So therefore, since it's not likuva, therefore, here the word chukah does not mean likuva by Menachos. Therefore, Tony, because it says it twice, hechzer l'chra kostiv, without hechzer would not mean likuva. But usually it says the word chukah not by achila, by things that likuva, therefore means though parashah is likuva, it has to be done. So Moshe says, is this true? Barei lechem aponim, by every Shabbos, barei lechem aponim. Tichiksiv v'chukah when the pasuk says the word chukah achila ksiv. It's talking about achila. What's not still we learned? Shnei sedorim makvin zezeh. The two sedorim of the lechem aponim of the makvin zezeh. You can't have one seder without the other. You have to have 12 lechem aponim, 6 and 6. And no adin shnei bezichin makvin zezeh. You have to have 2 bezichin to be makiv. You can't have one. You need 2. And hasdorim via bezichin makvin zezeh. You have to have both. It only says the word chukah by lechem aponim by achila. You see, even though it says it by achila, still it means likuva. So it's a kasha. Why by Menachos isn't the word chukah likuva? So it says like this: Ela kol heicha dichsiva achila akulu milsek siva. Really, wherever it says the word chukah, even though it goes by achila, goes on the whole parsha. So by lechem aponim, it's like it says the word chukah on the whole parsha. Yes, everything is likuva. If so, according to kasha by Menachos also, why don't I say everything is likuva by a mincha also? For more info, I'll tell you, Shani Hosta, Menachos is different. The Yom HaKra, the pasuk says, Migirsho Mishamna. You have to have from the gerish, from the flour, and from the oil. So the diak is, gerish v'shemin makvin. And Echnami, only these two things are makiv. That you have to have gerish v'shemin. But v'yein dovracha makiv. Other things are not makiv. Even though you don't have the other thing, there's not likuva. So again, only what the Torah repeats over a second time, that's called likuva, like Megeresh v'shimna, shamna. For the Torah does not repeat a second time, even though it says the word chukah, still it's not called likuva. Now the Gemara says, gufa. Omar Rav says that by Menachos, kol makom shechz l'chra kosev v'toiras Mincha and Rilul Yaakov. Any avodah that the Torah does repeat twice by Menachis, that's a proof that it means Likuvah, it has to be done, and if it's not done, it's possible. Hushmul HaMashmul says no. Geres v'shem and matfen, only these two things are makif by Menachis. But the end of Racha makif, even though the Torah repeats it a second time, Rashi says, still it's not Likuvah. The only thing that has to be done is only Geres v'shemna, the flour and the oil. But anything else is not. So Mars the question, Lishmuel, Afagab, the Tonin Bekrole, Makvole, even though the Torah repeats it a second time, can you tell me it's not Likuvah? How could that be? Elder Mars says like this, no, even Shmuel agrees. If the Torah says the Torah over a second time, Avadim is called Likuvah. Alright, a turnover. We'll continue one on the other side.